Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing? Wonderful, I hope.
Sorry.
And those weird voices in the background, that would be Morgan and Danielle. But I'm Tess, and this is Some Say I'm Gifted. And I'm here with the amazing, wonderful Morgan and Danielle. Ladies.
Hello, everyone. I am Danielle.
Hey, guys. I'm Morgan.
And we have some interesting things to talk about. But in our tradition of spotlighting a local business that we love, you have one today for us, Miss Danielle, and what is it?
I do. So I'm going to shout out Samadhi Maples. They are out of Wilmington, North Carolina. They sell a very large variety of beautiful Japanese maples that are very hard to come by. They have an awesome business. Check them out. They're on Facebook, Instagram. They're run by a great couple out of Wilmington, NC, so look them up.
Yay! That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. A twee place.
Yeehaw. No trees.
I actually have something to add to this. I just got an amazing phone call, and she said I could say it. Is that okay, ladies?
Yeah,
absolutely.
My baby sister, who maybe may or may not have had an obsession of eating lotion when she was little, also known as Little Mamie, is pregnant.
Woo! Congratulations.
So congratulations to her and Jacob. It's a baby's always a blessing, so I can't wait to, hold this little chunker and just go from there. I'm excited for it. Okay. Today's topic, as I twiddle my fingers. Crosses, right?
Yeah.
And Morgan, you kind of posed this question, so I'm going to let you kind of...
Yeah, my question was kind of, what do we think, you think, about the representation of Christ being the cross? Like, when people are, get tattoos that are religious, they're like, they have a little cross, or they put crosses all over their house, or like, when we think of the cross, we think of God. Mm. It's the symbol of Christianity, or loosely.
Would you like the test version or the public version?
Well, I love the test version, but maybe we should do both.
Maybe we should do both.
Okay. Let's start with the public version.
Public version would be, a lot of people associate the cross with Christ because he was killed on it. That's the public version. That's all I can say. Because I can't, it's not.
So I Googled it. And part of it was, there's a difference between the cross and the crucifix for Catholics.
Yeah.
The crucifix has God's body on it, whereas the cross doesn't. And it's just a blank cross because it's supposed to be a representation of God leaving the cross and going into, fight and, it's all of that. That's the representation of it. No. Whereas the crucifix is like his death and him dying for our sins.
Okay.
So those are, but that's what Google said.
Okay. So do you want my?
Yes.
The crucifix freaks me out, and I'll explain why. He's emaciated. He's beaten. His body's torn and tattered. And when I see a crucifix, it does not show me anything other than pain and guilt. A crucifix, to me, is the representation of guilt. Not that I'm trying to, point fingers, because I'm not, but if we had to say any Protestant group of people that express a lot of guilt, it would possibly be Catholics, right? Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that guilt and Judaism and guilt and Catholicism, they go kind of hand in hand.
Yeah.
Okay. But guilt's not of God.
No.
Conviction is. And there's a large difference between the two. So starting out firstly saying, I don't like seeing a crucifix with Christ on it, okay? Second thing, the cross being representation of, having a tattoo with a cross. Look, if that's your thing, that's fine. You're asking my personal opinion, which is not widely popular, I will say. My father died by a gun, all right? I don't have a tattoo of a gun on me. I don't wear a necklace with a gun on it. My mom died of coronavirus. I don't have a tattoo of coronavirus. I know that Christ came out of the grave, but it was a cave. It was a rock moved. In the words of my sister, who's now pregnant, when I asked her what Easter was, Jesus' walk moved. So I would feel more comfortable walking around with a symbolization of opening of a cave, of the rock moving. Okay, mm-hmm. That would make more sense to me than a cross, because that's what actually killed him, right?
Yeah.
So a cross to me is the same as a crucifix. Guilt. I had to die so you could live. It's not I overcame this, right? Because he didn't overcome the cross. He overcame death.
Yeah.
So cross, I mean, they don't also like wear around a crown of thorns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, Post Malone has that tattoo, but that, like, it's not thorns. It's barbed wire around his head. But still, you know what I mean? Like, you don't see that on a regular basis. So why do it that way? Why want to cherish what hurts them? Which leads me to my next reason. This leads me to my next point of it. When Christ came, he wasn't just teaching in the synagogues, right? He was teaching on the street. He was teaching to the people, woman at the well, blah, 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 right? I could go on. Religion is what he came to do away with, right? The four walls of religion, which would a lot of people would think would be the money-making walls.
Yeah.
So if I were a really good business person, I would do things that would touch people's hearts, like make a cross a symbol of, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You mean like put the crucifix really large at the forehead of a church so that everybody that sits in the pews faces it behind the person that they're listening to, and it's kind of a...
Well, yeah, that's one way to put it, but also like a cross is easy to make. It's cheap to make. A rock moving off a cave isn't.
That's very true.
So if I was trying to make money off something, I would use the cheapest product possible.
Mass produce.
Mass production. Mm-hmm. And everything.
Ooh. This yes. is a little off topic, but it's cross-centered. I think you told me, or your mom told me, the dogwood tree is mm-hmm. what...
That's what I was told yeah. when I was a kid.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that's
me.
Why it's all... And I don't know how true this is. I just know that I was told this. Because dogwoods bloom around Easter. Especially here. And I was told that, you know why the dogwood tree is all twisted and, like, knotted up
and
stuff. And
wispy.
Do you know? Or why the dogwood flower has four?
No.
Because that's the tree that the cross was made out to put, that they put Christ on. And if you look at the dogwood flower, like I said, I don't know how true this is. This is what I was told growing up. In the center of every flower is, it looks thorny, right? And then on the edges, it's red. And the red represents the blood that was shed on the cross. Now, I don't know how true it is. It's just what I was told growing up. But it is interesting to look at that. So here's the crazy thing of it. Crosses, for some people, you know, there's a song, and I cling to the old rugged cross. That's, some people need that visualization. I personally don't want to see it.
I just don't know why we haven't gotten a lot more visualizations. Because when you think about it, even like the rosary has mm-hmm. a cross on the end of it mm-hmm. with the beads, right? And
but it has a crucifix, not just a cross, right?
That's true. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It has the crucifix on it. And then I know a lot of people wear the cross necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, why do we not have more representations of what, you know, some of Jesus's teachings and Christ's teachings, like an olive branch or a mustard seed or, I don't know, the rock, right? I feel like
yeah.
there could be so many more things over the years that we could have also thought about, held dear to ourselves, but it's constantly, I feel like, a lot of religions are just pointed to the cross or the crucifix.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, you know what represents the Holy Spirit, don't you?
Is it the burning bush?
No.
Sorry.
No, that's a good answer, but no. You don't. A dove.
Oh. Why?
Because when Noah's... John the Baptist baptized Christ, a dove emerged from the water.
Oh.
And it was like foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit wasn't on the earth until Christ left.
Was the dove what came to Noah whenever the dove was like... Was
with an olive branch, yes.
Is that was a dove?
That was a dove, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, the representation of a Holy Spirit is the dove. So why don't we see more of that? That's my question.
Mm-hmm. Or like you said, the mustard seed. I love that. My mom has a necklace with a little mustard seed in a jar.
Yeah. So I follow these girls on TikTok that do tattoo drawings of, Bible stories.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are, like, the mountain and the valley. And they have, like, roots in a mountain, right? Uh-huh. Which I love. And, like, the mustard seed. And John the Baptist, like, the river.
Uh-huh.
I just find it so interesting because, like, growing up, none of that stuff was harped on. It was more the crown of thorns, the crucifix.
Yep.
Not even, like, the blood that Christ shed, but more just what he was hung on and what he had to put on his
head. So let me ask you a question, okay? What if we had a way to put, like, a... You know how, like, they'll take resin and they'll make, like, a mustard seed necklace and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. What if you could take that and do one drop of red food coloring to represent the blood of Christ?
Yeah.
Would you all wear that? Because most people would say that's creepy as crap.
I don't know, because if I knew what it meant to me, I feel like I wouldn't mind wearing it.
I don't know. I think that's a very... I think a lot of people would have a lot of weird things to say about that. I would. I would be pissed. Like, why do you think you have the blood of Christ?
Well, because God's given me the authority.
To say food coloring is the blood of Christ?
Yes.
See, you're being happy about it. That's like fighting words to me.
No, well, explain to me. Because, I mean, when you go boldly before God and you ask for his things, and, like, there's...
Anointing, we're
covered in the blood of Christ.
Yes.
So why can I not just imagine that all the time?
Because that's one thing to do. It's another thing to take something like that and sell it. That's
how I was talking. Oh, I didn't think about selling it. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But
that, yes.
So here's a big one. When I think about the birth of Christ, right, and the death of Christ, because... That those are both very important, right? And his birth predicted his death, right? The very first thing I think of is frankincense and myrrh. Mm-hmm. So why isn't that promoted more? I mean, I know in the Catholic Church they wear the incense, yada, 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 yada. But in regular evangelical churches, right, anything outside of the norm isn't there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Or like the North Star. That's what I think about when I think of the three wise men.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't, it's just very, I feel like we kind of gloss over it in a sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So is there other things that could represent Christ? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's a big one. I'm trying to think of the name. We call it Hollywood, but it's Palio Santo. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Palo Santos.
Yeah, it is the wood that frankincense comes from. I could be horribly wrong, but I was told that once and I just, you know. But it is, you know, why not wear a little bit of that? Or an olive branch.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've heard me say it, we're only allotted as much forgiveness as we give. So why not something more about love and forgiveness?
Yeah.
Agreed.
So for me, the cross, not crazy about it. Do I think it drives away vampires? I don't. I think it's a money-making thing. It's like, I'm trying to think of the word, like, mass marketing religion.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, and I think everybody has their own way of looking at it, but it's the same as, like, so let me explain this. Have y'all ever been out to a restaurant and seen somebody start to pray and they make sure that other people know that they're praying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we eat a big meal here, like if we have a bunch of people in town and we're doing classes or we're doing a small gathering or we're just hanging out, whatever, if I make a big meal and we're like, all right, we're going to say one prayer, I'll say one prayer. But at the same time, I pray when I cook. And that's how I was raised, was to pray while the food is being, everything's being prepared. I'm praying. So to me, to pray over food when you eat, I mean, it's great. It shows that you're grateful, but it's
showy. Yeah. And you don't have to close your eyes and bend your head to pray.
So there's a radio station around here called 88.3. And it's the Christian radio station, okay? And I promise you, there'll be more people cut you off, flip you off, cuss you with those stickers on their car than somebody with a pentagram.
I was wondering, I was going to bring up the fish. Mm-hmm. Whether, how we felt about that. Like, I don't really know exactly what it's supposed to resemble, but I know that, it, like, when I see people with that car, I'm like, I'm about to keep my distance.
It's just another symbol of Christ.
Is it like the loaves and fishes? Isn't it supposed to be?
Yeah, fisher of men.
Yeah.
Loaves and fishes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will say the cars that have that fish with Jesus in it are, they be driving a little reckless, I'm not going to lie.
Well, not just that, but they're not, you know, like, have you ever been on the side of the road and watched those cars drive past you?
Mm-hmm. But then if you have somebody that has, like,
I have a story about my mom, actually, and my baby sister that we just talked about having a baby. They were in a horrible car wreck, and this was before everybody had cell phones, okay? And it was at an intersection in Johnson City that was not, like, in a bad part of town or anything. It was just a very busy part of town. And a young girl in a really nice, big SUV hit my mom. She was in, like, a early 90s Honda Accord or Honda whatever, I don't remember what it was. It was a smaller car, four door. Anyways, she hit my mom really hard. Little mommy was in a car seat, knocked mom's car off to the side of the road. She was kind of stranded. There was no cell phones, and there was all these people going by her, woof, 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 with the fish on it. Mm-hmm. And the 88.3 and the, you know, here we are, look at me, I pray, you know, go to this church, go to that. A lot of them would church things. And then there was a car that pulled over, and mom was like, oh, thank God. And these two, I mean, early 20s, I don't know if y'all know what trip pants are, but, like, big trip pants, gothic, full face piercings, white makeup, blacked out eyes, spiky hair, get out. I'm like, ma'am, can we help you? Pentagrams everywhere. And mom said, I think this is what's wrong with churches today.
Yeah.
There is no compassion. So when we put this outward symbol of a cross on people, first of all, those that don't follow Christ are going to be watching. You're marking yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't have a problem with that. If you want to mark yourself, but you had better act accordingly. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, it's like walking in and saying you're a vegan and eating handfuls of cheese. Like, that's, don't make yourself and others look bad because you're a turd.
Yeah. Practice what you preach.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, don't, if you're going to make this outward claim of, hey, look at me. I think that's one of the reasons why I say the things I say, like, hey, listen, I do not judge because I have no place to, because I've been this way, I've been that way, I've done this, I've done that. My life leading up to now, and even now, I am not perfect. And it is the way it is. Like, we are who we are. So, why? Why put it out there that you're going to be that way? Do you know what I mean? If you don't know me by the fruits I bear, which means not the jewelry that I wear, right? But, like, my actions, my the way I talk to people, the way I'm there for people. If I'm not known by that, then what does it matter, right? So I do think that wearing a cross does put it out. You recently sent a reel or whatever to me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was about a family.
Yeah.
And the mother had a list of chores, and beside each chore had a number.
Yes.
Okay. And, like, it was like, I can't remember, putting clothes in a laundry basket, one or so. Everything had one beside it. I don't think any of them had more than one, did it?
I don't think a couple of them did, but it was like two or three. Okay. That was the most.
So you're watching this, and then she has a kid come up and demonstrate it. I think that they had a lot of children. I don't know.
Yeah, it did look like they had a few, five, six, something like that.
And she's counting out pieces of toilet paper. And holding on to those pieces of toilet paper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's saying that each point is a square of paper.
So if you want to wipe, if you like, what if you got a stomach virus?
Oh my God. So that's all the kids would get to use for the bathroom.
For that day, I guess.
If they do their chores.
And then the point system was...
The funny thing is, the rebellious child yelled, I'm going to look at the house for all the toilet paper. She's like, you already got it all.
Yeah, she took all the toilet paper out of the house and put it in her
I feel like she wears crosses. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that, because I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like maybe the majority of people that wear them are the people that tend to maybe put guilt out there, because maybe that's what they're taking. I mean, I feel like that's kind of guilt tripping. Like that example.
The toilet shaming. Paper?
Like, yeah. If you don't do your chores, then you're going to be covered in shit.
Yeah. Not just, I mean, like, what if you're having a really bad day on a period?
I really don't think that mom was joking.
I don't think
she
was either.
They were filming it and making it like a ha-ha, but I know people that is their form of true communication, is the ha-ha-ha, and when they're saying horrible things to you or making you do horrible things, but they're laughing along through it, but they're going to hold up every ounce of that.
So there's a thing called the spirit of religion, and it smells like boxwood plants. And if you've ever smelled a boxwood plant, it's a real natural piss smell.
It is.
Yeah. And this is going to sound bonkers, but Morgan and I have been together when that spirit comes around and my eyes turn bright green. And I have brown, reddish eyes.
Yeah.
It scared Morgan. She went, hey, your eyes.
I did.
Great. And I was like, what? And my mom was there and she said, your eyes are green. And Morgan's freaked out. I went, oh. But it's true.
Yep.
The spirit of religion is a real thing. And Christ came to do away with it. So why would I use something that religious people are pounding into my head saying, this is Christ, this is Christ, this is, because that's not Christ to me.
Yeah.
Christ is happiness. He is peace. He is love. He's understanding. He is compassion. He is the person that would have stopped on the side of the road to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Not sped past them so everybody could make sure that you saw that he was a Christian.
Right. The story of the Good Samaritan.
That's exactly.
Like, that is Christ. And I feel like this is a little bit of a hot take here.
Okay.
But, so, I know someone who has been a little turned off by religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Can tell they're religious
Me
by
too.
The things that they wear.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a long time, I feel like in my growing up, I kind of gave them, I don't know, a little bit of a pass, because I was like, well, they're representing themselves as such, so maybe that's how those people present themselves, right? So this person, they were like, why am I going to want to follow what they follow if they present themselves in front of those that they know in such a way that is so against what they practice in church? Like, on Sundays, they're one way, right? When they go to church and they come out and they're like, hallelujah, like, let's give to the poor and let's, you know, do all these wondrous acts. And then I see them, like, when they're coaching basketball, say, for example, and they are completely different. They know, you know, this person knew what they did behind closed doors, say, like, I don't know, things in their marriage that were going wrong, and maybe they were, you know, just not being how you would present yourself if you were a truly Christ-like religious person. And I feel like that might be part of the problem with people that see those people that present themselves in a religious light, why they might be turned off by them, because they see them other ways and they're like, well, why are you not practicing what you preach? Why are you not actually doing the things that you say you're all about? You know what I mean?
No, I totally understand. I know a lot of people that deal with that. And I, you know, I say when I counsel, and I say, and I've said it on this podcast, so I'm going to say it again, because I don't think you can beat this dead horse enough. I do not judge. If you follow Christ, great. If you don't, that's your choice. It's not bad, good, or indifferent. It's like, hey, Morgan, you like vanilla ice cream?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Yes, ma'am, but I prefer vanilla.
Exactly.
Wait. What was the point? I missed it. I was just telling you I like vanilla.
Okay, let me... Do you like vanilla ice cream?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
Okay, do you like Rocky Road?
Yeah.
What's your favorite out of the three?
Vanilla.
That's your preference?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you follow Christ?
Yes.
Okay. Do you follow Satan?
No.
Is that your preference?
Yes.
What's the difference? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like being mad at somebody for growing up in a house where chocolate wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. Why would you be? They weren't taught that chocolate was a flavor. Mm-hmm. They don't know. And you're going to show them that chocolate's a flavor by being a jackass?
Yep. Yes.
Kudos to you, you turd.
Exactly. But that does the opposite. That's the thing. It's like what your point is you're trying to, I don't know, lead people into what you believe. But I feel like by doing that, you're doing the opposite. You're pushing them away, you know?
I had a friend when I was in high school that played sports, all kinds of sports. And he always wore a gold necklace with a gold cross on. And I don't remember if he was on a travel team or what at the time, right? But he was playing baseball. And I could see him and standing there. And I, like, smell him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could. And I can remember him being like, I screwed up. And I was like, what'd you do? And he was like, it was whatever I was up to bat. And I struck out and I screamed the F word. And somebody from the other team, they didn't have any religious garb on him, said, bet you'll think twice before you wear that cross again, won't you, buddy? And he said, I was so mad, I just told him to go F himself, right? I didn't think anything of it. And he said, that was, what if that was my opportunity? Yep. To talk to that person. I said, here's a thought. Quit wearing crosses. Just wear the gold chain. I mean, you know, like, if it's going to put you in a place where you're going to have to act one way or the other, I don't wear them. Not because of anything other than I mess up a lot.
And it turns people off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen TikTok reels of people coming up with jokes and stuff, like when somebody keeps texting you spam and you respond back and you say, hey, I'm Jehovah's Witness and I really, do you have a minute to talk about Jesus Christ? They're never going to text you again.
Yeah.
Because you're immediately coming, that, you know, that's a joke, haha, but if, when you come off that aggressively about talking about Jesus Christ, you automatically turn them away because they have an idea of you being a judgmental person. You're not mm-hmm. coming to them open and receiving and listening and yes. compassion.
Yes.
You immediately, they just put up their blockers and anything you say is null and void.
Yes. I want to share another experience I had not too long ago. I know that you guys have heard about this in particular person. I'm not going to say their names.
Is this a Tory opportunity?
No.
Oh.
Is there a name that we can use that means park face? Anyways, it was preparation for an 8th grade prom.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
And I was there volunteering because I have children in all grades, but this particular was my oldest son and my oldest stepson were going to 8th grade prom, and I was there helping. And this woman that I'd seen at football games and whatever spoke to me and said, I know your stepchildren. I went, okay. She said, your kids have been to my church. I went, excuse me? She said, your kids have been to my church. I went, no, don't think that's possible. She said, your stepchildren, I mean. I went, okay. I said, well, it wasn't with me. She went, no. I said, so I'm assuming you know my husband's ex-wife. Yes, I do very well. I was like, good for you. I don't know her.
Why are you telling me this?
Yeah. we know the same? I don't know. What was the point? Okay. Right. She then goes on to say, I've noticed you've lost weight lately. She led with the church. She led with the church. Mm-hmm. Okay. So already I've got it in my mind of the caliber of this person because I know my husband's ex-wife. Okay. Mm-hmm. She said, I've noticed you lost weight recently. How have you done it? First of all, I don't have a problem asking that. Like, hey, you look so good. Are you like, can I? I'm just nosy because I want to know, is it something I could do different, right?
Yeah.
That's not. She just went, how? Like, as if I'm obligated to tell her because she mentioned Christ. I know this sounds crazy, but I live in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt of the South, okay? Mm-hmm. So I said, I actually have been going to the gym for a long time, working my butt off, and then I had a gastric bypass, and I'm still going, oh, so you took the easy way out. Mm-hmm. And I will say, ladies, Yes, it has cut my stomach to 8 ounces, which I could have, no one could have ever done on their own without a surgical procedure. But at the same time, it is definitely not the easy way out. I struggle every day. I mean, how many times have y'all heard me talk about a weight loss stall and talk about this and, oh gosh, darn, that's so good. I want to eat more, but my body won't let me, you know, things like that.
And the amount that you're working out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't just cut your stomach and live the rest of your life. You can't.
That's not how it works. You gotta, it's a whole lifestyle change. It's a reset for your life. Don't get me started. She continues to tell me all this and that, and she's rude and she's snooty. And yet, everyone standing around, all they heard was the church. And they see me standing there, and I think this shirt, which is like a Grateful Dead tie-dye, trying to just be like, but you don't understand. So from a distance, it looked like we were having a religious conversation, but in reality, we weren't. She was looking for a segue to speak to me.
Yeah.
And when I told her I had had surgery, instead of saying, good for you, she went, that is cheating. I would never do that. I would never do that.
As if it's a game.
Yes.
That's cheating.
Or it's a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a challenge, like, yeah.
She one-upped you on something.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she's...
So let me... But God is marvelous. And he's compassionate and caring, especially for his children, because he gave me a thing called wit. And he says to me, just listen and don't lash out. Just listen, don't lash out. So then she goes on to tell me, well, I am a brand ambassador for a product, blah, 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 and it helps you lose weight. And I went, so you cheat? Mind you, I didn't cuss. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't bring Christ into the equation. But I asked, and she said, no, it's just enhances. I went, oh, so you cheat. Pretty intense, right? Mm-hmm. Since then, she'd sent me a friend request on Facebook, and I just unfriended her because I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
She was going to the gym I was going to. She had told me on several occasions that she has lost 20 pounds and it's taken her over 8 months. And I would say, maybe you should try the bypass. Wasn't being rude. I was suggesting. She then went on to tell me she's terrified of surgery. And I went, change is hard for a lot of people.
Every time making a step with compassion.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's not my MO. Do I like the girl? I don't want to hang out with her. But it's not my place to be a turd to her. Was she a bitch to me? Yeah. Was her kid a butthead? Absolutely. I am told on a regular basis by random children that run around my kids saying, hey, that kid over there is a turd and he did this and he said that and he uses the N-word and he's not that. He calls, it is a turd. And I go, you know, it's sad because they're really involved in a church and her dad's the preacher of it. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Let's pray for them. Let's ask God to show them compassion. So everybody looking from the outside, I still look like I'm defending myself. Do I care? I don't. I think the other thing that it boils down to, I do not care what people think.
Yeah.
I hope now caring and hope are two different things. My hope is that I come across as a nice person if they need me, which I think I do to most of the football moms because they talk to me. Some do.
Yeah. But I feel like it could have been so easy for you to do what she did. And when she, like, for some people, I feel like it would have been easy to go, okay, well.
It would have been the easy way out.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like a lot of people look at it like that. Like, to just be mean and to be defensive and to, you know. And I feel like that, some more often than not, is the route that people take because maybe that's all they know and all they were taught in their religion and in their churches. But I think if we truly look at it, it's a lot easier to... Well, it's not easier, but we do need to have that compassion.
Yes.
Right? I think that's so important. And if we were met with that more, then maybe we wouldn't.
Absolutely. I think that kind of brings up another topic, and I'm going to throw this one at you, so y'all are just going to have to... You ready?
Yeah.
If you want my absolute God-honest... and I'm really asking the Holy Spirit to to come through on this with me. My true full gut, deep down, nobody else knows how I really feel about things. Truth about the cross, to me, is nothing but spiritual trauma, religious trauma. That's all it is. Which all three of us have had in different ways. Morgan, from watching, correct?
Yes.
Danielle, from living. Me, from living. And there's, you know, to the point that we don't, in my house, we talk about Christ all the time. We pray about things. We know that the Almighty is who created the heavens and the earth. But at the same token, my kids have a question, which hopefully one day on an episode, you guys will get to hear my boys ask me the insane questions that I get asked on a regular basis at 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever. If they ask me about another religion, I will tell them and I will encourage them. You want to go research it, read, look at, Google it, AI, I don't care. Look it up. This is what we follow in this house, but if you want to follow something else, that's fine. I'm not going to say it's not going to break my heart because I want my children to be with me in heaven one day. But we have to understand that they're their own people, and if we don't give them room to be their own people, then they will rebel. And I don't want them to be hurt to the point of no return. So, truthfully, Morgan, what the cross represents to me is religious trauma. It hurts me to my core. Now, I know that a lot of people will listen to this and be like, well, I have a tattoo of a cross. Hey, dude, if that's what it, that's just what it represents to me. The song I Will Cling to the Old Rugged Cross was one of my dad's favorite songs. But it doesn't mean I have to agree with it. When I hear the song to this day, it makes me think of my father. But it doesn't mean I have to worship the cross. Yeah. And that's another thing. I just want to throw this out there because I do want to get into, on another episode, worshiping different things. To me, it is an idol that's been worshiped a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally, like Danielle said, it was at the top of the church.
Have right you ever there, been to a Catholic right church?
Once. And it was, I think I made a few mistakes while I was there.
It's possible.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But you think about that crucifix and the emaciated Christ where you can see his ribs, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to chase a rabbit around a barn for a second and maybe come back to religious topic, religious trauma as soon as we're done. But does anybody know where the blonde-headed, blue-eyed Christ came from?
Thank you. I was going to say, well, okay, we're worshiping this thing that doesn't even look like what God actually, or Jesus actually.
Do you know
where
that painting
like
came from?
No, tell me. Sorry.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, was it Da Vinci that painted the Sistine? Who painted it? Leonardo da Vinci or, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He was gay. Did y'all know that?
No.
I think you told me this at one point.
In his room was a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed man with a beard. And they said, who is that? He said, that's Christ.
Because he did.
And it was her, his lover.
Stop it.
Does that not make your stomach flip a little bit?
Oh, man.
Christ was Jewish. He didn't have blue eyes. He didn't have blonde hair.
No.
Wow.
Did no one question him?
Because he was an artist.
So, did he claim to be religious or have
premonitions? Have you seen the creation painting?
I don't know anything about Da Vinci. I flunked art.
Oh my God! Okay, so there's a painting that's part of the Sistine. I didn't say right.
The Sistine Chapel.
No. Okay. Where it's God and. Is it David or Adam?
I think it's Adam. Adam. Yeah.
Oh, he's the one where they're like, and the lightning in between them, or
yes,
they're reaching for each
but
other.
The clouds are brains. So it's like, you really, it's, he put a lot of
detail.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he painted all these angels and cherubs and things like that. So in a way, he was a religious, he did a lot of religious symbolism. Art.
Okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Why?
So when they walk in and said, who is this man on your wall? Because why would another man have a painting of a man on his wall? Unless it was Christ.
Wow.
So if you ask me how I feel about all this stuff, half of it's not. It's bull. You know what I mean? Like, do I think crosses need to be in churches? I reckon. I mean, if that's what they feel like they need to do.
But also, we don't really believe in churches.
I mean, I think churches are a great thing for people that need them. Because there are people that need them that won't read their Bible on their own.
They
won't get their own meat and potatoes at home. Like, you go, people are like, you go to church to be fed. I'm like, no, you go to church to get your sides and you get communion. If you don't have a community where there's like-minded people, then that's what church is for, okay? But if you have that, then why?
The church is extra. It's not the foundation.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So how do you all feel about a cross?
I never really cared about it. I mean, I met you. You have so much influence over me because I met you so young. So I never really was drawn to the cross.
Yeah.
I wasn't averse to it. But whenever you told me what you thought about it, it made so much sense to me.
Yeah.
How it's like, I don't have, like you said, I don't have a tattoo of a gun on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, no. I see it that way now. So I don't know what I would have seen it if I never met you. But I also know that I probably wouldn't be in a great place if I hadn't met you. So.
Well, thank you. What do you feel, how do you feel about it, Danielle?
I did always look at it as a sign of worship. Like, even when we were in grade school, we had to draw a cross at the top of every single notebook and every single page,
what?
Every single homework assignment that we ever did. They told us to. The teachers were like,
But you went to Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school,
okay.
Yes, for middle school, elementary school, and high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I always looked at it as, if this isn't part of your life, if this isn't top tier, the cross, the thing that you're supposed to be worshiping, then you're going to go nowhere in
life.
But
you're not worshiping the cross. You're worshiping the creator of the universe and his son Christ and the Holy Spirit.
That whole part was...
What? Just put an egg on a necklace.
Or, I don't know, there's so many things. Like, I don't know, the manger or, like, a donkey.
Do you know what I sleep in this necklace? Y'all know what's on here? The moon and stars.
Creation.
Well, he knows where every star is placed. He placed them there by hand. If the earth is off his axis, just a smidge, we're going to fall off.
It's something that he took so much time and precision on, and detail.
Absolutely.
He didn't make a cross.
That's true. That's true. You don't find naturally occurring crosses in the wild.
If you do, they usually think it's something to do with Nephilim, but that's for another episode.
But isn't that interesting? Like, he didn't create a cross.
No.
We created a cross. To hang.
This is my representation of Christ, the moon and the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a pinprick of light in the total darkness illuminates the whole place, and that's what Christ is to me. Christ is the illumination that we all need. He is what we need to reflect onto people, mm-hmm. not judgment. Not what killed him, not, you know, none of those things. We need to reflect what he was, which was light, which was happiness, which was peace, which was joy, which was hope, even in moments of fear and despair.
I will say, like, if there's one thing, it would be judgment, what you said. That's what the cross has always represented to me.
Judgment?
Judgment.
Your religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Christ. Religion.
Religion.
Right.
Yes. There's a big difference.
Yes. Absolutely.
This is, I hope that everybody's enjoying this episode as much as I am and as much as we are. Is there anything, if you could tell one person in reference to this episode, what would you say?
What do you mean, like, describing what this episode's about? Because I was thinking Hot Takes on the Cross should be the name of the episode. Maybe?
Okay, let's try this again. If there was one thing you could tell everybody to take away from this episode, what would it be?
Oh.
I think we really need to think about what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. And in a sense of, like, God does not call us to judge. So if you're going to look at someone and judge them based on what they're wearing and what they do, maybe we should take a look at ourselves and think about what we're doing.
Okay.
Before we place judgment on other people.
Okay.
I feel, because the cross means judgment to me, so I feel like that's what I would tell them to take away from it. Like, let's not judge people based on what they do or what they wear, but let's also take a look at ourselves if we do.
Okay.
I think what I got away from this episode is that the picture of Jesus Christ is Da Vinci's gay lover.
This is what legend has it. We'll say it that way. How's that?
How about you, Tess?
That even though you've never been shown love, your imagination of what love is, whether it's the Care Bears standing together and rainbows shooting from their stomach, or after school sitcom of a family showing a happy meal together and nobody's fighting or cussing and there's food on the table to eat and there's a roof over their head. Whatever you think love is, that's what God is. God is love, even if you've never had it. It's that warm, cuddly, cozy feeling that you get when someone you care about just touches you. Not a sexual feeling, but a loving feeling. That's what God is. And he's not on the cross anymore. So why worship it?
You can make anything a symbol of Christ to yourself. Like, you can just put a splash of paint on your, get a tattoo of, like, a splash of paint, and you can be like, that, to me, reminds me of God. That's what I think of when I see that. You can take anything and make it your own symbol of God.
Of Christ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then that doesn't mean you're wrong.
No.
For making that what it means to you.
Yeah.
But if we look at real images of Christ, he was love. Right? Mm-hmm. He was endurance. And he was a warrior. So the Christ that I worship is mighty and strong. And when he died on that cross, from till he rose again, he went and conquered hell. So that takes a lot of work. And I don't think an emaciated, rib-showing fella could do it. He was a carpenter back in the day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty, pretty burly filler. So the cross represents a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and a lot of trauma to me. And that's not who Christ is. He is love. So, we would love to hear what you think about this episode. And you can find us at Some Sam Gives It on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Right, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Or you can contact us on somesamgiftedat@gmail.com. You can find me at Tessera Lee McKittrick on Facebook. And just reach out to us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
All streaming podcast area thingies. You can comment on there too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Like, comment, review.
Follow, subscribe, hug us, love us, because we love you guys.
Yeah. Do all the things, and we look forward to you listening to us next Thursday.
Love you guys.
Love you all.
Bye.